Aurelius and I entered Emmeline's rooms. Our step was soundless on the deep carpet. Through one doorway, then another we stepped, until we came to a room with an open door giving onto the garden. Standing in the doorway with her back to us was a white-haired figure. She was humming.
La 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 la.
That broken piece of melody, without a beginning, without a resolution, that had haunted me ever since I came to the house. It wormed its way into my head where it vied with the high-pitched vibration of my sister. At my side, Aurelius waited for me to announce ourselves to Emmeline. But I could not speak. The universe was reduced to an unbearable ululation in my head. Time stretched into one eternal second. I was struck dumb. I brought my hands to my ears, desperate to ease the cacophony. Seeing my gesture, it was Aurelius who spoke. Margaret! And hearing an unknown voice behind her, Emmeline turns. Taken by surprise, there is anguish in her green eyes. Her lipless mouth pulls into a distorted O, but the humming does not stop, only veers and lurches into a shrill wail like a knife in my head. Aurelius turns in shock from me to Emmeline, and is transfixed by the broken face of the woman who is his mother. Like scissors, the sound from her lips slashes the air. For a time, I am both blinded and deafened. When I can see again, Emmeline is crouched on the floor, her keening falling to a whimper. Aurelius kneels over her. Her hands scrabble at him, and I do not know whether she means to clasp him or to repel him. But he takes her hand in his and holds it. Hand in hand, blood with blood. He is a monolith of sorrow. Inside my head, still, a torment of bright white sound. My sister! My sister! The world retreats and I find myself alone in an agony of noise. I know what happened next, even if I can't remember it. Aurelius releases Emmeline tenderly onto the floor as he hears steps approaching in the hall. Swiftly, he darts through the open door to the garden. When Judith enters the room, she stares at Emmeline on the floor, then, with a cry of alarm, steps in my direction. But at the time, I know none of this. For the light that is my sister embraces me, possesses me, relieves me of consciousness. At last...